This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghans began Saturday in parliamentary elections, which were marred by chaotic organization and violence that forced postponement of the vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar. Saskia O'Donoghue with Reuters reports.
Only around 5,000 out of a planned 7,000 polling stations have been able to open due to security concerns. That's despite thousands of police and soldiers having been deployed around the country. The election is a crucial test for Afghanistan's fragile democracy. There were concerns that Thursday's assassination of Rezek, which has been claimed by the Taliban, would stop people voting. And in the past 2 months alone, at least 9 candidates in the election have been killed in various attacks. On Saturday morning, President Ashraf Ghani visited a polling station to cast his vote, encouraging all Afghanis to do the same.
Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue. Afghans again voting this Saturday. Saudi Arabia admitting that Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in his Istanbul consulate. The kingdom claims it was the result of a fight that broke out.
It's the first time the kingdom's admitted Khashoggi's death after weeks of unanswered questions. But the preliminary report released on Saudi Arabia's official state-run television gave few details and no evidence. It's not clear how the fight broke out, only that it was between Khashoggi, last seen here entering the consulate but not emerging, and people who met him there. The Saudis say they've arrested 18 Saudi nationals involved.
The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala organized Saturday to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras. This is after U.S. President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. This is VOA News. A top Russian diplomat is dismissing the latest U.S. allegation of election meddling. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says Washington, having spread shameless lies about the mythical hand of Moscow for more than 2 years, is now trying to play the same card ahead of the approaching election day. The statement comes a day after U.S. prosecutors charged a Russian woman with interfering in American elections, alleging Elena Kushinova helped oversee the finances of an internet troll farm, aiming to foment political discord and undermine confidence in American democracy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and South Korea suspended another major military exercise and a continued push for diplomacy. We have VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
December's planned Vigilant Ace joint exercise between the United States and South Korea has been scrapped. Vigilant Ace is one of several exercises that have been suspended since a summit in June between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to encourage dialogue aimed at getting Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. Last year's Vigilant Ace had more than 230 participating aircraft. A second summit between Trump and Kim is expected to take place in early 2019, according to a White House official. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Tens of thousands of protesters marched through central London Saturday to demand a new referendum on Britain's departure from the European Union. Organizers want the public to have a final say on the government's Brexit deal with the EU. They argue that new facts have come to light about the cost and complexity of Britain's exit from the bloc since Britain's voted to leave in 2016. About 150 buses ferried thousands of people from across the country to the British capital, and organizers estimated that over 500,000 took part. The mayor from the opposition Labour Party has previously backed mounting calls for a fresh referendum so that the public can have a say on whether they accept Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal or choose to stay in the EU. May, the leader of Britain's Conservatives, has ruled out another public vote on that subject. The Mega Millions jackpot here in the United States continues to grow. No one had the winning numbers for the $1 billion jackpot held Friday night, and now the prize money reaches a new world record. The winnings for next week's drawing on Tuesday will have an estimated annuity value of $1.6 billion, moving past the previous record set by the $1.586 billion in a Powerball drawing, that's a separate drawing, on January 13th of 2016. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.